You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my heart. I surrender my
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program. Hallelujah. Where we are giving God the honor and the glory for allowing us to be here one more time in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, today, hallelujah, we're going to be reading out of the book of John. And it's going to be something that I have preached on in the past. And I just want to thank my Heavenly Father for being so good. Amen. Hallelujah. And before we go any farther, just let me remind you that we do need your financial support. We need your financial help, hallelujah, to keep this program on the air, amen. And I know the Lord will provide. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I just want to, with the message I'm going to bring this morning, you know, they're designed to stir up your faith, to let your faith come alive, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of our Heavenly Father. And praise God. And I usually say this every Saturday that I don't know what you're going through, but I know God does, and He is ready. Amen. He is ready to help us out. Hallelujah. For the honor and the glory of His name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you have your Bible with you, praise God, I would like for you to open it to, hallelujah, St. John, the Gospel according to John. Hallelujah. And before we go into that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise You. Hallelujah. For allowing us to be here again, Father, preaching Your word, the gospel, hallelujah, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we'll give You honor and glory again. Praise God. I do not get tired of giving You glory and honor, Father. And again, I thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Father, if there's anybody out there that needs prayer, Father, that their faith would be stirred up, hallelujah, would come alive, that they could call us and we will pray together. We will agree, hallelujah, together, Father. And Your word says that when two of us agree, Father, You will be there, hallelujah, to help out in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And by faith, I am declaring victory already in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, the scripture that I'm going to read today, hallelujah, it's a scripture, hallelujah, that Jesus was talking to His disciples. And He was telling something, hallelujah, that I believe could knock their socks off, amen? And the way He said it, the way He put it, amen? And I want to read out of St. John chapter 16, and I'm going to read one verse. And that verse is so powerful, hallelujah, that, you can engrave it in your heart, think about it, and just say, wow, you know, Jesus did this for me, hallelujah. And you know what? We have to acknowledge that He did. We have to just settle down and think about it, you know, and meditate on it. Praise God. And you'll see the greatness and the love that God has for us. Amen. So now, if you're making breakfast or washing dishes or doing the laundry, why don't you take a couple of minutes and just listen to the Word of God. Amen. And I know it will bless you. Hallelujah. So the Word of God says in chapter 16 of John, I'm going to read the last verse in verse 33. And I want you to listen to this very carefully, hallelujah, because the way Jesus put it, boy, it is very exciting. And he said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, these things, this is Jesus, amen, talking. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, right now, we just want to thank you and praise you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, I know it would fall in good ground. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for victory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. We see that Jesus here was with his disciples. And a little bit before that, he was telling them that he was going to be handed over to the sinners. And he was going to, you know, he was going to be crucified and so forth and so forth. Now, but the thing I want to focus in is that verse where Jesus was saying, hallelujah, amen. He says, these things I have told unto you, that in me you might have peace. Amen. Jesus is telling these brothers here, you know, you're going to have my peace, not the peace that the world gives. My peace will make you whole. My peace, hallelujah, you don't have to be worried about anything. Praise God. I will leave you that peace. Now, but he said, but in the world, you shall have tribulations. I mean, Satan, this is what he was really telling them. Satan will not, hallelujah, you know, take it laying down. Even though, hallelujah, I'm telling you that I'm giving you my peace, he's going to try to make sure to stir up trouble in your lives. Amen? And Satan can find a billion ways how to make trouble in your life financially. Your marriage, you guys are going to get divorced. I mean, your children are running out there. I mean, without no control or out of control, however you want to say it. I mean, things, Satan's going to make sure that you do not keep that peace in your heart. He's going to make sure that he will make you worry. He's going to make sure, hallelujah, that he makes your life miserable. But again, we see Jesus. Jesus defeated Satan, and we all know that. But still, Satan's gonna try, hallelujah, to make Jesus a liar. And believe me, in the world right now, things are, happening. I mean, it's just ugly. Everything's going downhill. We can see things getting worse and worse, hallelujah. But Jesus said, but be of good cheer. Don't worry about those things. I have overcome the world. And what he was really saying was, I have given you the victory already. So he's not telling us to be happy, you know, because Satan's, no. He's saying be happy because you have overcome. You are the conqueror. You are the victory. You have the victory. You are the victor. You are the conqueror, praise God, over every problem that Satan can bring against you. Yes, Satan will make it impossible for you to have a good life. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus was telling them. But I give you my peace. Learn how to apply the word of God in your life. That's what he was really telling us. He said, and when you do that, when you learn that, hallelujah, or when you accept that, you will have my peace. And my peace is not like the world gives. You are made whole through my victory. You are made more than a conqueror through my victory. And this is what Jesus was saying to them. Be of good cheer. Don't worry about it. Don't feel sad. Don't feel sorrowful. Don't feel, no. You stay strong in my word. You stay strong in what I have told you. You are more than a conqueror. And listen to the scriptures that we can use, hallelujah, to reinforce that no matter what we're going through, we have the victory. It might not look like it at the moment, but we still have the victory. Satan will come and say, your loved one is in the hospital, they're about to cash it in or whatever, or you have an incurable disease, there's no cure for it. I got good news for you. Yes, there is a cure for whatever they're telling you. Some of you might have got a bad report from your doctor. Hallelujah. Well, it might be a fact what they tell you, but always remember the facts are subject to change when they come against, I mean, you know, when they come against the word of God. And that's why Jesus told them here, no matter what Satan, no matter what he does, be of good cheer because I overcame the world for you. You don't have to do all that fighting. All you have to do is be rooted in my word. Believe everything that I tell you, hallelujah, and things will be done by my heavenly Father, hallelujah, which is in heaven. And Jesus said himself, he said, when two of you agree concerning anything here on earth, hallelujah, asking my heavenly Father in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. I will do it. And we see the scriptures like, you're more than a conqueror. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. If God be for me, who can be against me? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And scriptures like that, hallelujah, praise God. You know, and God did not spare Jesus, his own son, but gave him up for us all, hallelujah. I mean, praise God. That's what Jesus is talking about. Be of good cheer. Listen to all these scriptures, hallelujah. Apply them in your life, and you shall have the victory. Some of us feel right now that we do not have the victory. It's kind of hard to be cheerful. It's kind of hard to be joyful, hallelujah, in a situation or in the situation that I'm going through, hallelujah. It's kind of hard, brother, hallelujah. I hear your words, I hear you preaching, but hallelujah, you might be saying that because you don't have no problems. Oh yes, we do. Satan makes sure that he will make everybody's life impossible. He will try to make everybody's life miserable. And that's including the pastors, preachers, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to discourage us. He wants, well, Jesus said, the thief cometh not. And who is that thief? The devil, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life and give it to you in abundance, hallelujah. Brother, I'm telling you, sister, I'm telling you right now, all you have to do is open up your heart and say, I do need help. I do need help. Don't be stubborn about it. You don't want to let nobody know that you are in need of something or you are in trouble or you need help. Hallelujah. Supernatural help. Hallelujah. Well, now, today is a day. Our God is a now God. Faith is now. Not tomorrow or next week. It's now. So we're going to be opening the lines in a little bit. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll give you our numbers. And when I do, I want you to call me at that very moment. Do not let Satan deceive you anymore. Do not let him steal your blessings. Do not let him steal your miracles. Hallelujah. Do not allow him to destroy your family, your marriage. Hallelujah. Do not. You can put a stop to all that. Yes, you can. And I believe it. You know what? Satan knows that he's defeated. And I know that he's defeated. I read the book. Hallelujah. I read the end of this Bible here that I am, hallelujah, the overcomer. But you can be the overcomer too. Amen. You can laugh, hallelujah, trouble in the face and say, you know what? This is only for the night. The word of God says, you know, that joy will come in the morning, hallelujah. And we thank God for that, hallelujah. And listen to me very carefully. God never wants to do you wrong. He never deceives you. He never lies to you. He never hits you with sicknesses or diseases. It's the lying devil who does that, hallelujah. Adam gave him the authority to do that, but Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, hallelujah. That is biblical, hallelujah. Every evil thing that Satan tries to do in your life, Jesus will destroy that. Amen? Jesus will destroy that. But you have to believe what he said. He said, in the world, you will have tribulations because Satan's going to make sure that you do. But be of good cheer because I have overcome them for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is wonderful news to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus told him out plainly. He said, yes, these things I have spoken unto you that in that in me you might have peace. Wow. the Savior, the Messiah, is telling us that in Him we have peace. And the peace that comes from God is a peace that surpasses all understanding. No matter how hard we try to analyze the world's peace, it can never be compared to the peace that Jesus says He will give us. Amen? Hallelujah. Wouldn't you love to be healed? Wouldn't you love, hallelujah, to have that financial breakthrough? Wouldn't you love for your children to come back under control? They're not out there, you know, going wild. Wouldn't you love to have your marriage restored? Hallelujah. Praise God. And when I say restored, hallelujah, some of you might be saying, no, my wife, she's mean, or my husband is mean. Listen, God can turn all that around for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Even though your spouse tells you, I don't love you anymore, I don't want to live with you no more, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore, you know what? God can turn that heart through your prayer. If you want to keep your family together, hey, this is the way to do it. We will pray about it. Well, not about it, but we'll pray for it. And I'm guaranteeing you right now that God will do it for you. Open up to Him. Trust Him. Believe His word. Hallelujah. Do not believe Satan, because Satan's way of talking to you is he'll tell you things like, your marriage is never going to work. You ain't never going to find a job. They're going to repossess your car, your house. You're going to do this. That's Satan talking to you. Stop it. All right? The word of God says, taking all thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What is that? What does that mean? All negative thoughts that Satan will plant in your brain, you say no, no, no. The word of God says that I am more than a conqueror. The word of God says that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I mean, this is the word of God battling against the negative thoughts of Satan. Satan will tell you, you ain't never going to get any better. You ain't never going to do this, or you're never going to have this. That's a lie from hell. That's a lie that Satan's bringing unto you. And the word of God says that God will give you all the desires of your heart according to His riches in heaven, and hallelujah, according to His will and His word. Amen. You can have, hallelujah, you can be made free of that sickness. You can be made free of that financial trouble you're going through. You can be made, hallelujah, free of all these things. All you have to do is accept what Jesus just said. He said, my peace I'll give you. Even though Satan will bring that tribulation to your life, be of good cheer, because I have overcome this world for you. I have defeated Satan for you. So all Satan can do now is lie to you. And he can't, I mean, that's all he's a father of lies. He's a father of lies. Always remember that. Well, praise God, I'm so excited. Let me tell you, you can call us at 221-1100. If there's a need in your life, you need prayer, I am right here to pray with you. And I know we got prayer warriors, hallelujah, waiting, hallelujah, for you to call. And when we all join together and pray, I expect God to, praise God, to answer, not because I'm bigger than Him, no, because that's what He teaches me in His word, amen, to expect results. And I do. Every time we pray, I expect results, because I know that God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent, amen. What He promised, He'll do. What He said, He'll make it good, amen. Hallelujah. Call me, 221-1100, right now. Like I say, don't let Satan, hallelujah, jump in, take the first step. Don't hesitate, because that is another weapon that Satan uses against you, hesitation. And by the time you react, he's done. He's already put his mittens in the dough, hallelujah. No. You pick up that telephone or your cell phone and call us right now, believing that God will come through for you, hallelujah. It's very simple. It's very plain, hallelujah. What God says, hallelujah, in His word, it will always be, hallelujah, a good thing for you. He's ready to give us good things. He's ready, hallelujah, to help us, hallelujah, you know, manage our lives, manage our families, hallelujah, call me, 221-1100, and I don't want to sound like I'm begging you to call. No, I just want you to be made free of whatever situation or problem you're going through, amen? And God is more than able to do it, and he is willing to do it right now. All you have to do is call that number, 221-1100. If you're calling outside the area, call us at 1-888-221-8990. We're ready to receive your calls. Pick that phone up, the cell phone, and if you're driving, pull over to the side, hallelujah, and we will give you the number again in about 2 or 3 seconds, hallelujah. But if you are driving, pull over if you can, hallelujah, and pick up that cell phone and call us, amen? You can call us at 221-1100. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And we are here, hallelujah, to just pray with you, amen? And we go back to the scriptures while I am waiting for your call. And remember the toll-free number is 1-888-221-8990. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I love the word of God because he teaches me, hallelujah, that I can overcome anything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord according to his will and his word. Hallelujah. Some of us, hallelujah, our kids are doing pretty bad in school. Hallelujah. You can call us for that too. We will pray for them. Hallelujah. We will pray, hallelujah, that they will get God's wisdom, first of all. And once they receive God's wisdom, hallelujah, everything else will fall in place. I mean, everything that they need for school or whatever, I'm telling you, God will help them out. He will make them have friends. He will, hallelujah, praise God. I'm telling you, and that is the word of God. You can call us. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Yes.
My name is Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
And I'm calling to receive prayer for my son and his wife. They are getting divorced.
Right.
And it's very ugly right now. They are both saved, but they are not following Christ.
Right, right.
And I believe that that God has a promise in their lives.
Yes.
And so I've been tired listening to the lies of the devil.
That's right.
So I heard you here in the radio. I'm driving to work.
Okay.
And I said, I got to do that.
Yes.
Because I need this power of prayer in my life.
Amen,
in
sister.
In the life of my son and my daughter-in-law.
Yes. And since you picked that phone up and called us, that demonstrated that you have the faith for that marriage to be restored, regardless what they're going through. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my sister, Father. I agree with her right now, hallelujah. Father, I know right now, starting this very moment, that you are starting to restore that marriage, no matter, hallelujah, what Satan says. You, my sister, and them have the power and have the victory over that right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I agree with her, Father, that this marriage will be restored for the honor and the glory of your name. And by faith, I declare it done. Amen and amen. Sister,
amen.
Now you start thanking and praising God, hallelujah, and you will see the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Thank
the
you
Lord.
Very
hallelujah.
Much.
Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Call us 221-1100. There's still a little more time. There's about a couple of 5 minutes, and we do have, hallelujah, time for you to call us. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm calling for prayers because of health issues and my granddaughter so that she can do better and prosperous in her schooling.
All right. Uh-huh. Sister, you prove
yes.
that you believe, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you will stretch forth your miracle working hand. Touch my sister's body right now, Father, that all those health issues she has no more. For the honor and the glory of your name, that her granddaughter, Father, would be, hallelujah, an honor student. And Father, right now we are giving you honor and we're giving you glory, hallelujah, for all these victories and blessings on their lives. And by faith, I am declared done, Lord, and I give you honor and glory. Hallelujah. Sister,
hallelujah.
By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And your daughter, she is doing great, starting right now, hallelujah. And she will be, hallelujah, an honor student for the honor and the glory of my Heavenly Father. Amen. We got a couple of minutes, hallelujah, maybe 3 minutes left. There is still time for you to call us. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate, praise God. because that's what the devil is waiting for, hallelujah, and he will take advantage of the situation. He will discourage you. I mean, he's out there to discourage you. He's probably saying to you, don't call. I mean, you know, it doesn't work. I mean, whatever. No. The word of God works regardless if you call me or not. Amen? Hallelujah. God's word works. If he says by his stripes you were healed, even if you call for healing or not, it still works. Amen? Maybe on somebody else, but to them that believe. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. But what I'm trying to say is that it's still working. It's still working. It will not stop working. Call me, 221-1100. Get your blessing. Get your miracle. Get your healing this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need a financial breakthrough also. Praise God. Your marriage to be restored. Hallelujah. You just trust God and call. 221-1100. We got about 2 minutes left. Long distance, 1-888-221-8990. That's long distance if you're outside the calling area. 1-888-221-8990. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor, and God bless you. And I called for prayer last week.
Yes.
For financial blessing for the Praise Fest that we're having in downtown West Palm Beach. And I just want to tell you that the Lord has provided for that.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank you for praying for us.
Brother, thank you for calling us. And you know, the Lord, I mean, he, hallelujah, he will always come through for us, won't he? Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. So thank you for your prayers. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. We got about a minute something left. Hallelujah. You can call us at 221-1100. Long distance, 1-888-221-8990. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. That's a weapon that Satan uses. Hallelujah. But we are running out of time here. Hallelujah. There's still time for you to call us. Amen. And you just heard a victory report. Hallelujah. For the honor and the glory. I mean, honor. Hallelujah. Oh, praise. I'm so excited about that one. Hallelujah. We thank our Heavenly Father for that. All right. For the honor and the glory of his name. Praise God. And we got a couple of seconds left. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got about 15 seconds left. But anyway, we'll be here again Saturday. And God bless you and have a great week in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. 10 more. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. And listen, I'll probably be staying after the service for a moment. The program. So if you want to call in, you can do that. But we're getting ready to. Hallelujah. Well, praise
God. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Sunshine Carpet Cleaning, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has been providing the Treasure Coast with the finest in carpet, upholstery, and oriental rug cleaning since 1977. Now Sunshine Carpet Cleaning can restore your tile and grout to their original colors with one-of-a-kind procedures. Sunshine Carpet Cleaning is trained, licensed, and insured, so let them put a little sunshine into your life. Sunshine Carpet Cleaning, available at 772-878-1188.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. Lifeline is a live program of inspirational teaching and your calls for prayer. That's Lifeline every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Good News Station, WCNO.